Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. We're spotlighting SBLC today. Today, the executive director of SBLC, Tanya Terrell, is on the line with us, and we'll explain all the good work that's happening in South Baltimore. So, Tanya, good morning.
Good morning. So, Thanks for having me.
Tell us what SBLC is.
Sure. So, SBLC is short for South Baltimore Learning Center. And we are an adult education, adult literacy program in Baltimore City. Despite our name having South Baltimore in it, we actually serve residents citywide who have been marginalized educationally. They didn't finish school. So most of our programs and instruction are targeted at adults who want to finish their high school diploma. But we really serve a range of education needs, including those who are non-readers.
So why, give us some of the background of SBLC. When was it founded? Why was it founded? What brought it into existence?
Sure. So SBLC turns 30 this year. We were founded in 1990. And we started as a tutoring program just in the South Baltimore neighborhood. And then shortly expanded once we became part of the state's portfolio for adult education. To give a little bit of background specifically about Baltimore City, there are 80,000 adults in Baltimore City that don't have a high school diploma. There are then tens of thousands more who may have finished high school, but their reading skills and their math skills do not match their graduation level. So we offer instruction for those individuals that want to go back to school and obviously strengthen their academic skills. Our funding comes from a variety of places, but one large portion comes from the state of Maryland in their adult ed portfolio. They recognize that adults need their high school diploma to have better economic opportunities, and so we're glad to be a facilitator of that and see ourselves as, one, giving people an education that they're absolutely entitled to have, but also serving as a provider to give people work-ready skills, because you really do need the basic skills to succeed at work and obviously advance at work.
So with the learners that that come through SBLC, have they kind of self-realized that they need some more skills, or have they been recommended? What's typically the situation there?
Sure. People usually self-realize. When just to kind of give a little bit of more another data point, there's a 8,000 to 10,000 difference between someone who has their high school diploma and someone who does not have their high school diploma. And so you're really at an economic disadvantage when you don't have that very critical first credential, which is your high school diploma. So people recognize pretty early that they want something more improved and better for their life or for their children's life, and so they call us and they enroll. Most of our learners are referred to us. You know, I mentioned earlier that we've been around for 30 years, so more than 80% of students who come to us are referred to us by a graduate, a current student, maybe a partner of ours. There are some people who are required to come to us, but that's a smaller portion of the population. We really work with a lot of adults who kind of like have this as their goal, and they're really motivated to return to school.
This really is a word-of-mouth program.
It is. It really is a word-of-mouth program. But again, we've been around for 30 years. You know, our peers across the state are community colleges. In fact, of all of the different agencies and organizations and colleges in the adult ed portfolio of the state, there's only three of us that are community-based organizations. And we're really proud of that. We're proud that we've had that longstanding and that we've had kind of like this very community root so that we could make education accessible to the adults that need it. But it is a word-of-mouth program. We serve 700 learners a year in some capacity, whether that's tutoring or in classes, or with some of our work program partners, which I'll talk about later. And when you kind of like take that number over the last 30 years, we've touched quite a few people.
That sounds like it. If someone's listening who either wants to become a learner or knows someone in their life who could be a learner, what's the first step?
Sure. So the very first step is calling us, and you have to come in, register, and then you have to take a placement test, because that is the predictor that will tell us, you know, what grade level you classes you should be in. And so you'll take a placement test. It'll give us your grade for math and for reading. And in both subject areas, we'll also attach social studies and math. Most learners, more than 60%, come to us between fourth and seventh grade reading and math levels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty significant in terms of the drop. And so we work with learners for a number of years. A lot of people think of GED programs, and that's the preparation that you do in our program as a GED prep program. Think of something as kind of like really fast, accelerated, and easy. But the truth is that the rigor of the GED test rivals PARC, which is the school system assessment. It's very hard. And if you do come to us at a fifth grade reading level, you're not going to be done in 90 days. Many of our learners are with us for a few years, and so they have to really stick with it and be committed to their education. And we are fully committed to their education as well. The good news is that when you finish, the state of Maryland doesn't offer the equivalent, meaning you don't have to go to a job and say, I have my GED. In the state of Maryland, they recognize the GED as a high school diploma, and again, it's incredibly rigorous. And so you can go to a job and say, I have my high school diploma, and the state awards you a physical high school diploma. So we're really proud of that in Maryland, and our learners are really excited about that just because there's so much stigma attached to a GED or equivalent.
When the learners start the program, does this cost anything?
No, it doesn't cost anything. So the state of Maryland, again, is our largest contributor, and they provide the resources to pay for our instruction. We then raise money for the other two-thirds of our budget, and we have a very nice base of foundation supporters and private donors who've really been invested in our work almost over our entire 30-year period, many of them. So we're very fortunate to have good philanthropic support and really good support from private individuals.
Let's talk about your supporters, whether individuals or organizations, businesses. What kind of support do you get?
Sure. So I would say that from the foundation community, there's going to be too many to name, but I'll make honorable mention of a few. The Blaustein Philanthropic Group, Clayton Baker, they have been part of our philanthropic portfolio for years. And so we're really grateful for them. They believe in literacy. They believe in adult literacy. And they believe that it can be transformative for people, certainly toward ending generational poverty. More recently, we've attracted some newer funders to the portfolio, the Able Foundation, also the Weinberg Foundation, who were very generous recently with a $400,000 grant over 2 years.
Oh, wow.
As we look to explore partnerships with workforce development training agencies and partners.
What does that mean, the partnership there?
Sure. So Weinberg, Able, Bank of America, and a few others have given us some resources so that we can be more deliberate about attaching our learners who are in our education program to workforce development training opportunities. So what we recognize is most people come back to school to increase these skills to have a better job opportunity. And so we are trying to facilitate that by working with workforce partners who are focused on training in in-demand sectors, construction, manufacturing, healthcare, information technology, partner with these different training organizations to link our students to their technical training programs, and vice versa. They have folks enrolled in their technical training programs, but they need a little bit more support with their basic skills, and they refer them to our program. And so we've become this net of, an interconnected referral system where we're working with people to bring up their basic skills and give them some technical skills so that they'll be really successful in the workforce.
So the learning is really expanding to lots of different things, to the skills centers and really trying to just create better lives for all of your learners.
Absolutely. That's what our goal is. And that's what their goal is, to be honest. So I won't talk about our goal. This really comes from when people call and say they want to go back to school and they just kind of like want a better quality of life. What they're saying is, you know, I want more income. I want to, you know, buy a house. I want to provide better for my children. And so they're looking for education to kind of give them that leg up so that they can, you know, pursue those better job opportunities. And we want people to focus on careers. We have a lot of entry-level careers in Baltimore City that have career laddering opportunities. And so we want to do our part to ensure that those entry-level careers are accessible. So once they're in the job and they're there for a while, they can take advantage of advancement opportunities. That's part of our work with our different workforce development partners.
It must be incredibly gratifying to see a learner come in and go through the process and ultimately have incredible success.
Absolutely. And it's a lot of work put into that. I mentioned earlier that a lot of our learners are with us for a couple of years. This year, as we focus on our 30th anniversary, we're doing a video that just kind of like highlights our last 30 years. And we're doing a story about a really special learner. He was our commencement speaker in 2019, but he was with us for 6 years. And he has, you know, his journey to go back to school is a 30-year journey, just like our evolution of an organization was a 30-year journey. And so we're really excited to tell that story. But it's really the story of thousands of people who have come to us over the years. It's hard work. It's a lot of dedication, but it really pays off because we do believe that, you know, once you finish your high school diploma, you just have more room to explore other opportunities afforded to you. It's the same thing that we tell young people that are in middle school and high school. Finish your education. And so we see ourselves as a gateway for a second chance to finish your education, but for adults.
That's great. Now, what's the Bite Back program? What
sure.
does that do?
Bite Back is one of our workforce development partners. So Bite Back is an IT workforce training program. They've been in D.C. for Washington, D.C. for years, but recently expanded to Baltimore City. And they are doing a information technology workforce program at South Baltimore Learning Center in our computer lab. So the class consists of our students, but also some community members at large. And they are providing the instruction all of the information, and we are housing it at SBLC for the last few weeks we've been working with them. And we're excited because this allows our students to kind of like hone their skills in information technology, realize that there are opportunities in IT that our students, our learners can leverage. And working with them on potential employment opportunities after they finish the program. So we're really excited about Bite Back's presence in Baltimore and the work that they're doing with us to bring some workforce skills and career opportunities to learners at SBLC.
I imagine that the IT area was not one that really existed for SBLC back 30 years ago. So it must be wild to see the different ways it's grown in 30 years.
Oh, of course, of course. I would say that when we started 30 years ago, again, we started as a tutoring program, doing really good work. We had a $60,000 budget, and now 30 years later, we have a $1.5 million budget, and we are offering classes at every range of levels imaginable. And we have also introduced distant and hybrid learning with just a couple of our classes. Unfortunately, we have a large enough population of learners who don't have access to devices or connectivity on a consistent basis. And so we're exploring these online, distant, or hybrid classes in smaller groups. But our goal really is to strengthen digital literacy skills as much as possible and to make sure that the center technology is available to our learners, so that they can continue to grow their skills. You know, ed tech is, you know, everywhere, but you don't find a lot of it in community-based adult education programs. And so we want to make sure that we bring those online instructional opportunities to our students, too.
That's great. We're talking with Tanya Terrell, the Executive Director of SBLC. Now, you got a nice award a few months back, right, from Bank of America, the Neighborhood Builder Award?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Bank of America Neighborhood Builder Award is a national award program. So across their markets, outside of Maryland as well, they look at nonprofits that are just doing really good work. And we were selected as one of two recipients in Baltimore City for the Neighborhood Builders Award. And what that gives us is several amazing things. One, a $200,000 award, $100,000 a year over 2 years, which we're totally excited about because it doesn't have a lot of restrictions. And that's exactly what nonprofits need, money without a lot of restrictions.
Yeah, yeah.
And it also offers leadership development and technical assistance to the award winners. And so we are very lucky because we will be given lots of good development opportunities, training and services, capacity building that will really help SBLC become a stronger organization. So we're really, really grateful and excited that we were selected this year.
You know, when you were talking about how your budget has increased and now it's a million plus, I was thinking as the executive director, you still probably wished it was so much higher because you know all the different things that could be done with that.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. You know, just the need alone in Baltimore City, when I talk about 80,000 adults needing their high school diploma, that alone, and we're only able to serve a little more than 700 a year, you know, that alone tells you that more and more resources are needed so that we can really scale our work. But we do our part, and we want to reach as many people as possible, or at least kind of like give people the idea and the motivation that returning to school is an option and an opportunity. And don't think that there's no second chances available to you. There really are second chances available to you. But we work hard to raise money. And we are really, really fortunate that our work and our performance has really attracted a good community of donors who believe in what we're doing.
It's really an incredible organization, and we talked about how someone might be listening and either could refer someone to your program or might be interested themselves. But what about people who might be listening and would love to volunteer with SBLC? They're hearing everything that you're talking about, all the efforts, and they're thinking, oh my gosh, I need to be a part of this.
Please call us today, 410-625-4215. Despite everything being closed, we still have someone answering the phone. And when everything comes back to normal, we'll continue our search for volunteers. We seek to recruit approximately 50 volunteers a year. Our volunteers are one-on-one tutors, so if they we do need tutors who will work with some of our beginning readers in a one-on-one format. They are classroom assistants when they're working directly with teachers, especially when we're doing small group activity. They're in our drop-in lab, so someone just needs to come and work with a specific subject or a specific problem. We also have tech tutors in our computer lab to help people learn both operating systems and software. So we have an array of opportunities for people who want to get involved as volunteers. You don't have to be a former teacher or former educator. We have a whole curriculum team that will source our tutors with the information that they need to work with their learners. They'll get learning plans that learners are working on. And for those in the drop-in lab, a lot of people come and say, you know, I have a science background. You know, I work in IT. I'm happy to be a tech tutor. They'll come and tell us what their skills are, and we can always find a place for them at our school. As you can imagine, we always have a need for additional supplemental support for our students.
And again, you want them to call you as soon as possible.
Yes. We recruit all year long for our volunteers. We have four sessions a year, and we need volunteers all year long to either be in the drop-in lab or work one-on-one or with some small groups. And we have a lot of flexibility because our classes are morning and evening and Saturday. So people really do have a lot of flexibility for when they might be able to volunteer. If you're working one-on-one with a learner, then that is self-arranged. So if you decide that you're going to meet at Starbucks and do your lesson there or at SBLC, that's really based on your own availability. So we make it as accessible as possible for volunteers to come to SBLC to work in a tutoring or classroom assistant capacity.
We'll be posting information on our websites, but what is the phone number or website that you'd love for people to contact you with?
Sure. Please call us at 410-625-4215, or our website is southbaltimorelearn.org. There's more information there about volunteering and the different volunteer roles that we are always recruiting for. And there's an online form that you can fill out, and someone will call you back to give you more information about the opportunity.
With everything going on with SBLC, is there anything with talking about the learners, is there such a thing as a typical SBLC learner?
You know, I would say more around age. Most of our learners come to us somewhere between 35 and 44 years old. That's the majority. That's the majority age of our learners. We have more women in our program than men. But really, there's just really great diversity within our classroom. To tell you the truth, you can see a young adult in our class, maybe a 20-year-old who's sitting there with someone who's 65 years old and decided that this was their opportunity to go back to school. And our teachers have done a phenomenal job at creating communities within their class. So, like, when you see those interactions, particularly the generational ones, they're pretty inspiring, right? And we feel like we do a really good job of kind of like bonding our classes and our students together so that they feel like SBLC is a true community, a learning community, not just a center or school.
Well, you're doing some amazing work. SBLC Executive Director Tanya Terrell, thank you so much for telling us all about it. Is there anything you'd like to add about SBLC?
No, I think I shared a lot. There's a lot more to learn on our website. And I'm happy to talk to anybody who calls and wants to learn more. We have an amazing building on Austin Street. We own a historic facility. It used to be the Southern District Police Station. So So we always encourage people to come by. We'll give you a tour. We'll give you a tour of our classrooms. You can meet our students. You can meet our staff and other volunteers. So call us anytime.
Call, and SouthBaltimoreLearns.org is the website as well. Tanya, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.